This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are Wisconsin fans not as tough as they claim? Elizabeth and Radar, the Packer owner on the show, Elizabeth, isn't as tough of a fan as I thought she was. Look, we were just talking about plans for the
year. Let me tell you what happened, you guys.
You are going somewhere.
Okay,
and I'm like,
Radar is a Chicago sports fan.
Yes.
If you listen to the show or any period of time, you know that. He grew up in that area. I'm from Wisconsin. I root for the Wisconsin teams. Yes, I'm a Packer owner.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling him, now that my husband works in Chicago, he sent me a message and said, hey, we have tickets to the Cubs games. Are there some Cubs games you would like to go to? And so I told Radar, as a Cubs fan, I was like, hey, man, I said, I'm going to some games at Wrigley.
Yeah. And this is awesome.
And I'm going to get to see the Brewers play, which will be fun.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like looking through dates in the calendar. And I told him, I said, the first game I'm going to is May. And he's like, oh, you're not going to anything earlier? And I said, no, there's no roof at Wrigley.
There's no roof, she said.
I said, there's no roof at Wrigley, so I don't want to be down there in the rain in April for a team that I don't root for.
I don't want to freeze. I want to be nice and toasty.
I love Chicago, but those aren't my teams. And so I was like, no, I'm not going until the end of May, like Memorial Day weekend.
It's got to be
warm until later.
And comfortable, unless you can close a roof. And I was like, wait a minute, Packer owner.
He says, there's no roof at Lambeau.
There is no roof at Lambeau. You go to Lambeau, and all these Packer fans are like, yeah, frozen tundra. We love it. We don't need a roof. Look, the Lions got a roof. The Vikings got a roof.
The NFL, to me, is way more entertaining than sitting at a baseball park
for
a team that's not my team.
That shouldn't matter.
That's why I told you, NFL, you're standing most of the game. At Packers games.
You can stand.
So it could rain, it could snow, it could be 30 below, and you're still packed in there, like all hyped up, because it's the NFL, it's hitting, it's just so much more dramatic
than a
baseball game.
You're not doing the hitting. You could be doing the singing. That'll warm you up, right? Instead of this one, you... Go, Pack, go! But that's it. Then you're cold.
Knocking... Wrigley, it's historical and all of that. And again, Chicago, the city, I love. It's so much fun down there.
And I didn't say you were knocking.
But you tried to compare the two, and I'm telling you, it's apples to oranges. You're talking about an NFL game. There's only, 17 games a season? Like, every play, every game matters. And it's my team.
Right,
and then
this
you're
is...
telling me, oh, it should be just the same when I'm watching an MLB game? Which
it should be.
Thank God they have the pitching clock, because... Baseball games, to me, get a little slow.
But down at Wrigley...
But that's why you go to AmFam Field. There's so much to do. There's so much around there. There's all those bars.
And the roof is closed until, July 4th.
And it's our home team. It's our home team. Yeah. And yes, there's a roof.
Yeah, it's closed until July 4th. Oh, I don't know. There could be some rain. Let's close the roof.
Can someone please explain to him what I'm trying to say that I'm not doing a good job of? You are talking about two different sports. One is way more interesting to me than the other.
And
that's why I'm saying if I go down there and it's pouring and it's not even my team, it's like, I don't know.
That's the beauty of it,
though. There's a million other things I'd rather do then.
Iconic Wrigley. You got the iconic Wrigleyville around there. You can hang out. You can root for the Brewers down there. That's totally fine.
Yeah, but the Brewer game isn't until later. That's why I'm saying in April, it wasn't a Brewers game in April. If it was a Brewers game, it's like, all right, now I'm invested. Now I'm engaged.
Still a lot of fun stuff going on down there. It's an iconic stadium. You can have fun. You can talk with the people down there. We're very friendly. We love talking to those who are out of town.
I told my husband, I said, I'm not wearing Cubs stuff to this game, just so you know. And he's like,
No,
you don't have to.
Unless they had a roof, then I would wear Cubs stuff. You're just not
as tough.
If
they had a roof, I would be there in April. No, it's because it doesn't keep my interest like an NFL game. That's why if it's an NFL game for my team, I don't care what the weather is.
It's 47 degrees in Chicago. It's too cold to watch a baseball game. But yet you were at that last Packer Bears game. And what was that temperature? Zero? And you were fine.
It was an NFL game.
You're just not as
although
tough.
I wasn't fine because of what happened at that game.
This is my biggest argument for you, Wisconsin fans.
You don't think that we're tough.
We need to have the roof closed. Why? You're at Lambeau Field all the time. Come on,
totally
people.
Totally different sports.
No, it's not. 414-432-1099. Who's right in this little argument here? I'm right. You're just not.
Packer fans are always right.
You got to get tougher. Our Packer fans, our Wisconsin fans, we should say. Are Wisconsin fans just not tough? You got Elizabeth and Radar. We're talking about it because Elizabeth doesn't want to go down to Wrigley Field, watch the Cubs play when it's cold out because they don't have a roof. But yet she'll go to Lambeau Field and sit out there when it's 20 below zero.
Because the NFL keeps my interest and it's my team, the Packers, more than an MLB game would. That's what I'm saying.
Susan, what do you think about this argument?
I am in 100% agreement with Elizabeth.
What? Right? It's apples to oranges.
It is. It is. Football is so much more fun to watch in person, being engaged. More things happen. Yes.
And look, I've been to Wrigley one time, and I was there in June and saw a no-hitter, and that was incredible.
So you don't want to go back?
Everyone was standing for that because we wanted to witness history.
What are the chances that happens again,
and
right?
And that's what I said. I'm like, I peaked. That's what happened.
You did.
But yes, it's apples to oranges, so I agree with you. And look, I'm not knocking Chicago or anything like that,
I
love the city.
It's the comfort.
It's the comfort.
Is what you're looking for.
And if it's not my team, it's like, all right, I'll go Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you just wanted to have it nice and toasty for you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, Susan.
Yeah, Susan.
We've got text coming in here to the Side Unlimited text line. Here's one that said, Cheesehead Sherry, we love your nicknames. Agree with Elizabeth. More action at a Packers game.
Bleh.
You can go several innings at a baseball game with nothing going on.
That's why you do Cup Snake and you start making the cups together in the bleachers.
What is that?
That's where everybody drinks a beer in their plastic cups and then they put them together and they try and make a long snake throughout the game. That's what keeps your attention. There's a lot of fun things to do at
Wrigley. That's what Cubs fans have to do when your team isn't.
What is it, 10-0? Just make the snake.
Just make the
just
snake.
Keep going, yeah.
Okay, but this is the best text
ever.
What
do you got over
there? We are ending with this.
All right.
Arguing with Cubs fans is useless.
Hey.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.